Shalom, Australia. Israel buried yet another victim of the latest violence on Tuesday when 23-year-old Shlomit Kriegman was laid to rest. Shlomit sustained serious injuries during a stabbing attack in the settlement of Bet Horon on Monday. Despite efforts to stabilize her, she died in the early hours of Tuesday morning. Shlomit, who had previously served as a group leader for B'nai Akiva in the settlement, was spending time there with her grandparents when she was attacked. Another woman, 58, was moderately injured in the attack, which took place outside a supermarket. Both attackers, one from the nearby Bet al-Tahta and one from the Ramallah area, were shot and killed by a security guard. Store owner Mordechai Shalem acted heroically in keeping the attackers out of the supermarket by pushing them away with a shopping trolley. A 36-year-old man was wounded on Wednesday night in a stabbing attack at a petrol station outside Givat Ze'ev, north of Jerusalem. He was treated by Magen David Adom medical teams at the scene and evacuated to hospital with serious wounds. Witnesses at the scene, including the victim's wife, said the suspected terrorists attempted to flee the area, but he was caught by civilians who alerted security personnel. He was subdued and arrested by security forces. Two attackers stabbed a 17-year-old in the back on Sultan Suleiman Street next to Damascus Gate in Jerusalem last night, lightly wounding him. Security forces are scouring the area for the attackers, who fled to the scene. There was widespread criticism of the police this week when it came to light that Tel Aviv murderer Nashat Mukhim had travelled on public buses to his hometown on the day of the murders and had not been in North Tel Aviv as feared by the public for a full week. Two sisters had seen him on the bus and reported their sighting to the police hotline. When they were not taken seriously, the employer of one of the sisters had tried again to raise awareness, as had other family members. Only when veteran reporter Carmela Menashe was told of the scandal this week did police admit that their systems had failed again. Menashe confirmed that the girl's testimony was reliable. This week it was confirmed by the Shin Bet that Milham planned and carried out the attack alone. His phone contained clips in which he filmed himself drinking and smoking and ranting about his deep hatred of the enemies of Islam, including Shiites, Jews and Christians. The Shin Bet Security Service announced on Monday that they arrested 18-year-old twin sisters from Shweka outside Tulkarem last month. Pipe bombs and other explosive materials, including knives, Hamas headbands and other paraphernalia for riots, were discovered in the home of Diana and Nadia Hawila. France warned on Friday that it will recognize a Palestinian state if its imminent efforts to end the deadlock in peace talks between Israelis and Palestinians end without result. Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said France will engage in the coming weeks in the preparation of an international conference bringing together the parties and their main partners, American, European and Arab, to preserve and make happen the solution of two states. We will not accept that the year 2016 is a year when we can do nothing. We have to open some doors to keep the hopes alive and keep the two-state solution alive. Leader of the Zionist Camp Opposition Party, Yitzhak Herzog, said on Wednesday at a Tel Aviv conference that a two-state solution was not viable at the moment, causing other members of his alliance, including co-chair Tzipi Livni and former Labour Party head Shelley Yakimovich, to respond angrily. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said at a joint press conference with his Greek counterpart, Alexis Tsipras, in Jerusalem on Wednesday, that rapidly improving ties with Greece and Cyprus do not come at the expense of its relations with other countries in the region, notably Turkey. The right-wing group, Imtirtzu, faced a torrent of criticism on Thursday over a new campaign that names Israeli artists and performers associated with left-wing organizations. The campaign, titled Moles in Culture, features a list of artists that includes well-known authors, actors and musicians, including Amos Oz, David Grossman, Aleph Bet Yehoshua, actress Gila Almagor, and singers Rona Kleiman and Chava Alderstein, accusing them of being moles who support left-wing groups that receive some of their funding from foreign governments. Meir Ettinger, the grandson of slain far-right Rabbi Meir Kahane, who has been held without charges since August and went on a hunger strike last week to protest his treatment, lost consciousness on Wednesday. He was rushed to a medical facility to undergo emergency treatment. Eviatar Slonim, another extremist being held in administrative detention, joined the hunger strike on Monday. In an effort to calm tensions with his Knesset coalition over the evacuation of Jewish settlers from two Hebron homes, the previous Friday, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last Sunday stripped Defense Minister Moshe Yaalon of the power to deal with such cases. The establishment of a ministerial committee on settlements came at the request of Education Minister Naftali Bennett. Last Friday, Yaalon ordered their removal of several dozen Jewish settlers from two houses in Hebron a day after they entered the buildings, claiming that they had bought them from Palestinians. The defense minister called the settlers intruders and asserted that they had acted in brazen breach of the law as they did not have proper occupancy permits. He reiterated this past Friday and said that the settlers were not above the law and that they endangered both security and Israel's international interests by their actions. Transport Minister Yisrael Katz on Monday insisted that he was acting in the interests of the country in seeking to prevent the entry of Uber into the Israeli market. Katz told the Knesset Finance Committee that anyone who wants to introduce Uber should prepare 8 to 9 billion shekels to compensate the taxi drivers. Katz defended himself against remarks made by Prime Minister Netanyahu, who insinuated during last Sunday's cabinet meeting that the transportation minister's reluctance to see Uber used in Israel stemmed from pressure from taxi drivers who stand to lose a lot of business. Netanyahu on Sunday called on Katz to approve the use of the application, but the minister claimed that the system could be taken advantage of by terrorists and criminals. Jerusalem experienced freezing weather and hail this past week, but no snow. Hypothermia has caused the hospitalization of a three-month-old from the capital and led to the death of a 100-year-old man in the north. A wedding nightmare had a fairy tale ending last Sunday after a missing engagement ring was found in a garbage pile and returned to the frantic bride-to-be. The ultra-Orthodox woman realized too late on Thursday that her engagement ring, worth tens of thousands of shekels, had been snagged from a garbage bag she threw into a dumpster near her Jerusalem home. The dumpster was shipped to the sorting depot when the Jerusalem municipality was alerted to the mishap, and they directed the truck to a municipal warehouse in Givat Shaul, where its deposits were sorted. Passers-by were so moved by the weeping woman that they volunteered to help. Others responded to an appeal which the woman's family posted on Facebook, but the searches yielded nothing. In the meantime, an elderly man had spotted the ring and put it to one side, intending to deal with it later. His wife heard about the ring saga on Shabbat, last Shabbat, from friends and connected the dots with her husband's discovery. The jewel and its happy owner have now been reunited. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.